Today's daf is daf mem aleph. We begin the new parak, the second parak of Kedushin. Jam-packed parak. Lots to say. We're not going to say all of it. Nothing near it. But so the parak begins. The Mishnah begins. Ha'ish mekadesh bo u'beshlucha. A man is able to get engaged, perform Kedushin with a with himself using his own tools and u'beshlucha, and also he could appoint a shliach to do the Kedushin. Ha'isha also miskadeshes bo b'shlucha. A woman, on the other hand, also can be miskadeshes on her own. She could also appoint a shliach to accept her kedushin. Ha'ish mekadeshes bito kishi inara bo b'shlucha. A man, a father, can marry off his daughter who's inara. It doesn't mention katana. Gemara is going to address the issue of katana, but he can marry off his daughter inara both through himself and through a shliach. So the Gemara says hashta b'shlucha mekadesh bo mibay bebo mibay. Now that we establish that through a shliach, I'm able to marry someone through a shliach, so certainly, do I need to mention that I could do it on my own? Of course I could do it on my own. The shliach is only able to do something that I myself can do. So just simply say, Ishmer Kadesh B'Shlucho, and it would be learned, Kavachomer, that, bo, I could also get engaged on my own. Mar tells us a very famous idea, Amar of Yosef, Mitzvah, bo Yosef B'Shlucho. Even though I'm able to have a shliach perform the mitzvah on my own, I'm also, it's better actually, it's a mitzvah, it's better for me to do it on my own than have a shliach do this. Why? Look at Rashi. Rashi says the svar for this is six lines down, mitzvah bo yosem mi b'shlucho, zichi asik gufo b'mitzvos mikabel schar tve. When I perform the mitzvah on my own, as opposed to appointing a shliach, I get greater schar by doing it on my own as opposed to somebody else. Now the explanation for that is, Rav Yosef Engel tells us as follows. The shliach is not commanded. He's Eino Motu V'Yosef. I'm commanded to do the mitzvah. Let's say the mitzvah of Kedushin. So it's my mitzvah to get married, and it's not his mitzvah to get married for me. So when he gets married, as opposed to when he's doing the Kedushin for me, it's Eino Motu V'Yosef when he does it. So there's less schar as opposed to me, who I'm doing it, mitzvah, Motu V'Yosef. There's a greater schar for the Motu V'Yosef as opposed to the Eino Motu V'Yosef. That's the svara of Yosef Engel suggests. Okay, now in this discussion, we also see that there's a concept that applies mitzvah ba Yosef B'Shulcha, that also her, from her perspective, is a mitzvah as well to perform Kedushim. The question that we should ask is, what mitzvah is there here? We're talking about Kedushim. So, and not even her, but in general. So what's the idea here? So the Rush in the Ksubas and the Ran here say there's no mitzvah of Kedushin. The mitzvah of Kedushin is simply a hachana for Peruvu. Peruvu is really the mitzvah, not Kedushin. So therefore, from the husband's perspective, I understand why mitzvah bo yosem mishlucha, because the husband has the obligation of Peruvu. But the woman has no obligation of Peruvu. We paskin, the Gemara Yivamo says that, and also Gemara Kedushin mentions this, that a woman is pater from Peruvu. So what's the concept of her mitzvah bo yosem mishlucha? So the Ran famously answers that since she's being misayeh in Peruvu, she's taking part in Peruvu, even though it's not her mitzvah, that's enough of a concept of her being of a mitzvah by Yosef B'Shulcha. But according to the Rambam, who paskens that Kedushin actually is a mitzvah b'fnei atma, he counts two separate mitzvahs, Kedushin and Peruvu, so then this makes sense both from the man's perspective and from the woman's perspective, there is a mitzvah, so then mitzvah by Yosef B'Shulcha makes a lot of sense. Okay, the Gemara says, so after establishing the concept of mitzvah bo yosem v'shulcho, the Gemara gives some examples. Gihad the Rav Safra. Rav Safra was machrich reisha. He'd be machrich reisha. He prepared the Shabbos food. He'd be cutting the head of the animal l'chavad Shabbos. It's the Indian of achana l'chavad Shabbos. So therefore, he would cut the fruit, cut the animal rather. This, by the way, I think the Meromi Sada has a whole discussion. This is another raya that mitzvah bo yosem v'shulcho applies even to achanas of mitzvos, because this all this chavad Shabbos is all achana. Just like if you paskin like the Ran, that Kedushin is a hachana for Peruvu, and we're applying mitzvah bo yosem mishlucho, so to across the board, whenever there's a hachana of a mitzvah, a hechsher mitzvah, we can apply the concept of mitzvah bo yosem, excuse me, mishlucho.
I would think that preparing for Shabbos is itself a mitzvah. In other words, it's not hachana for another mitzvah, but there's actually a mitzvah of hachana. That's the right mitzvah to be get ready for Shabbos.
So I believe the Tziv has a long discussion here. I think he's medak from the Rambam that this is a, if you use it as simply a hechsher mitzvah, and therefore it brings as a raya that hechsher, I think. I haven't looked there in a while. I believe he discussed this. But either way, in the back here they say, forgetting this, the Tziv even, they say even according to just Stam the Ran though, who says that the Kedushin is simply a hechsher mitzvah, that certainly is a raya that applies to Heksha Mitzvahs, because Kedushin is. But you're saying, you're contending that maybe even a covered Shabbos preparing would also be a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. Okay. So anyway, so the Gemara gives examples that Rav Safra himself, Rav Safra, one of the Gedolim in the time, he would cut, he prepared the head of the cow for Shabbos. And Rava would be Malach Shivuta, he would salt the fish. So the Chavis Yair and others ask the question, so how could the Talmid Chachamim, these Gedolim, be mezal to themselves? There's a halacha that a Talmid Chacham can't do any public work. They can't start building sukkahs. It's a whole shaila. Could they do any malach in the public eye? It's also we saw that a zaken, if he sees an aveda, it's enel fi chvodo, he's pater from the mitzvah. It's below him to do that. So certainly it should be below Rav Safra and Rava to do these types of mundane malachas, Erev Shabbos. So Chavis Yair distinguishes between a mitzvah bein adam lechaver versus bein adam lemakom. The p'tur of Hashavas Aveda for a zaken, that's a mitzvah bein adam lechavero, that he does not have to be mezal to himself for someone else. He doesn't have to treat other someone better than he would treat his own self. So therefore he's pater. When it comes to bein adam lemakom, when it comes to the case of Chavad Shabbos, that there's no p'tur of zilzal in terms of zaken lefi enel fi chvodo. That's one suggestion. The Primer Gadim suggests the distinction is whether it's clear what he's doing. If it's clear that he's preparing for Shabbos, so then he's allowed to be mezal himself. But if a guy sees something on the floor, nobody knows that necessarily it's a Shabbos Aveda. It might be just a mitzvah or something, and that's so clear that what he's doing is a mitzvah. So that when it's not clear, then he's not allowed to be mezal himself. Okay, the Gemara now says, Ikadami. There's another version here, Baha Isura Nami Isbe. Not only is it there's a mitzvah better to do by himself than a shliach, but there's actually an iser involved through going through a shliach. What's the iser? Kedir of Yehuda Marav, Damar of Yehuda Marav, Aser li Adam she kadesh as ha'isha ad shireno. It's aser for a man to engage with a woman until he sees her, shema yirba davar miguna. He might find something disgusting, which is gana alav, and find her in a real repulsive. Rachman Amar, the Torah says, v'haftal lecha kamochen, you're supposed to love her, not hate her. So therefore, there's an iser to get married without seeing her first. So why is it formulated in the Mishnah? There's a mitzvah of him versus her, versus shliach. It should say there's an iser. The Gemara says, V'chiyit mother of Yosef, Rav Yosef's statement of mitzvah by Yosef Meshlucha was really going on as seifa, the seifa, with respect to her. As it says, Itmar, ha'isha miskadeshes ba, u'bishlucha, a woman could get engaged on her own, or even through a shliach. Ask the Gemara, hashta bishlucha mikadsha. Once we've established that she could get married through a shliach, so certainly she could get married on her own. So that's when Amar of Yosef, he says, mitzvah ba Yosef b'shlucha. It's better for her to get married on her own than to appoint a shliach. Now, if she does appoint a shliach, from her perspective, there's no iser. Why? Ki had Rav Safra, Machlech Reisha, Rav Malch Shivuta, like we saw, these gedolim would do the mitzvah on their own. They wouldn't appoint a shliach. Aval b'ha isur lesbe. But from her perspective, performing a shliach, using a shliach, would not have an iser. Why? Famous line we saw a number of times already. Kidre shlokish, damar shlokish, tav lemetav tandu, mi lemesav armula. It's tav, it's better for lemesav to sit, to live tandu with a second person, do his lashon, it's two people. Better for to have a husband, whoever that husband might be, mi lemesav from sitting armula like an almana, alone. A woman would rather be with anybody, no matter who, what standards that man is, than to be living by herself. So therefore, for her to have a shliach, even though she's never seen the man before, she's okay with that as long as she gets married. As opposed to a man, he wants to know who he's marrying, and there would be an iser for him to marry her without seeing her first. Gemara now says, Ha'ish mekadesh es bito kishi na'ara. The Mishnah said that the father is allowed to marry his daughter when she's a na'ara. Kishi na'ara in kishi ketana lo. Only when she's a na'ara. But when she's a katana under the age of 12, then he's not allowed to marry her off. Messiah, this supports Lerav, Damar Rav Yehuda Marav, Visema Rabbi Elazar. Also, Le'adam Sheikadesh is Bito Kishi Katana, Achit Kadam. It's also for a father to marry off his daughter who's a Katana until she gets to the age of 12. The Tomer Ploni, and he wrote, until she establishes that I want to marry him, she has to say on her own. But when she's a Katana, it's also to marry her off. So look at interesting Tosos here. Tosos writes, Diba Maschil, Osir Le'adam Sheikadesh is Bito Kishi Katana. You can't marry her when she's a katana under the age of 12. V'yafa gavda merleel, even though we saw earlier, disur leka, there's no issa from her perspective, mishum de tav lemeitav tandu, this woman would be willing to marry anybody. Hani mila begadola, that's only when talking about a girl above the age of 12, she miskadeshes ayde atzma, that she can marry herself off. Since she's willing to get married on her own, she decided she's not going to, she won't come back. Where she did not make her own decision, her father did. Perhaps as a concern, when she got older, she would not be happy. So we see that this idea, the iser, only applies when she's a katana. When she's a gadola, there is no iser of getting married, even though she did not see the man first. So then Tosfos writes something very interesting. V'achshav, nowadays, during his times, sh'anu nogim l'kaddish b'noseinu afil katanos. Apparently, when Tosfos lived, they used to marry their daughters off when they were under the age of 12. Why was that? He explained, even though there's an iser involved, the exile is getting so powerful and worse as the time goes on. If a person has the wherewithal now, to marry her off and give her a nice little package, and since people were, the economy wasn't good for the Jews, and maybe if they wait another 2 years, they won't have the wherewithal to marry her off and pay for the husband and hold in dunya. And the daughter will sit as a single lady forever. They did not want that happening. So therefore, they're taking advantage of a good time came. They had some extra money. Get them married right now as before it gets too late. Fascinating.
So it's
nothing to do with the age, with the economics. Well, we said before in the Gemara that there's an Isser under the age, but because of the economic concern, they're able to override the Isser of marrying her when she was a katana. Marnal says, Shlichas Minal. This is the sugya of understanding Shlichas. When you want to learn about Shlichas, this is the source. It talks about all the different, many sources, how we know Shlichas works. So Shlichas Minal. What's the source that I can appoint a Shliach to do a mitzvah on my behalf? So the Gemara says, Desani, the Braisa tells us in the context of Gerishim, in the Pasuk says, Vishilcha. So it says Vishilcha, first is, it should really say Vishalach, because the Pasuk is, when he sends her off, he sends his wife off out of the house, it's Vishilach. But Shilach tells us Melamed Shehu Osa Shliach. The husband can appoint a Shliach. Vishilcha, it says an extra hey there, Melamed Shehi Osa Shliach, that she could do a Shliach as well. Vishilach Vishilcha, that double Osha now, it says, we learn two things, Melamed Shehi Shliach Osa Shliach, that the one Shliach could appoint another agent to carry out the Shlichas. The Gemara says, Ashkechan Begerishin, this whole discussion is in the context of Gerishin, so that works fine. But Kedushin Midalan, how do I know that it works by Kedushin? Maybe you can learn from Gerishin, just like it works by Gerishin Shlichus, so too it could work by Kedushin. Mara says you can't learn from Gerishin because Mala Gerishin, Shekain Yeshin Bal Karcha. Gerishin has a certain kula that it could work against her will, so just like it works Bal Karcha, it could also work through Shlichus, but doesn't mean it could necessarily work with Kedushin. So Amakra, therefore we invoke the Pasuk, the Yotzeva Haisa, like we did many times already in this Masechta. Makish Havayel Yetzia, we're connecting Kedushin to Gerishim. Ma Yetzia Mashve Shliach, just like Yetzia, Gerishin, one could appoint a Shliach, so to Af Havaya Kedushin, so to Nami Mashve Shliach, one could appoint a Shliach. So Gemara said, okay, fine, so right now Gerishin is the model for all Shlichas throughout Kol HaTorah Kula. Ve'elo HaDetnan, but don't we have a Mishnah that tells us, that appears in Masechas Chumos, HaOmer Shlucho, a person says to an agent, say, Tarum, go out and take Chuma for me, please. Go to my field and separate Chuma. Tarum Kadas Baal Bayis, the Shliach should do whatever I normally do. Vim Eni Yodea, but let's say he doesn't know what my normal shear is. In Eni Yodea, Das Baal Bayis, he should be Tarum Bebeinonis Achas Mechamishim. If he's a regular type of guy, he thinks maybe do 1/50th. If it's Piches Asar, maybe he should go a little bit less than that. That's going to be ends up being 140 less in terms of the denominator less, which ends up being more chuma, or hosef asar, or add a 10 to the denominator, which would be 1/60th, which would actually be less chuma. Chuma to chuma, that all works. So minalan, how do I know chuma has shlichas to it as well? Now before we continue go on for a second, Rashi tells us for a second, how do we know the amounts of 140th, 1/50th, or 1/60th? So look at the last Rashi in Mem Aleph Amin Aleph. Rashi says, Torim Kedas Baal HaBayis. Lefi Mashu Makir Baal HaBayis, whatever he recognizes in the Baal HaBayis, what his normal standards are. If he's a generous person, if he's a stingy person, Imeinu Yafa, Imeinu Ra, Ayin Yafa, if he seems to be a very generous and giving person, Echad Bar Barim, give 1/40th, that's a higher amount. Ayin Ra, if he's a very stingy person, give Echad Mashishim, give 1/60th. She'at Chuma Lo Namar Bashir Mefurash, there is no explicit pasuk that tells us the Shir of Chuma, as opposed to Meiser does tell us, Chuma there is no pasuk, El Arashis Degancha, Vafil Kolshu. Rashi says even a one pebble, one kernel of wheat could be sufficient for truma. Fine. If you look at Tosos for a second, Tosos Dibur Maschil Torim Kedas Bahabais, he quotes Rashi, and then the second line down he quotes from the Yushalmi. This is the third line down in that Tosos. Ubi Yushalmi Mefarish Lahu Amr Rabbi Levi Beinunis Echam in Chamishim Vinofkale Mishumas Meches Vesoam. The Yushalmi learned these three midos of 1/40th, 1/50th, 1/60th from different psukim. And the Tosos goes on to explain all the entire Yushalmi in all three different sources. But comes out is Machlokas Bavli versus the Yushalmi. Bavli has no such source. Mikra Adin Midiraisa, it's a kol shu, is enough for Chuma. But according to the Yushalmi, each of the three midos actually do have sources in the Torah. Fine. Either way, going back to Mem Alpha and Beis, the Gemara wants to know, how do we know that Shlichus works for Chuma as well? So the Gemara says two lines down on Amud Beis. V'chitem, if you want to say, the Yalef me Gerishin, let's say, it could be learned from Gerishin. Mala Gerishin Sheken Yeshin Chol. No, Gerishin works because that's in the world of Chol. It's mundane. It's a mundane world, so therefore there's certain leniencies. But in the world of Chuma, a much higher level, maybe Shlichus doesn't work. Maybe I have to do this all on my own. So Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Atem Gam Atem. What does it mean? You do Chuma, and also you do Chuma. What's the Gam coming to tell us? L'rabos es HaShliach. There's an extra word here, Gam Atem, to tell me that even a Shliach could do my Chuma. So Gemara says, okay, right now we have two sources. We have Gerishin as one source, and now Chuma.
Why is the Gemara says that, why is Gerishin Chol? I mean,
it's certainly not Kedushin, no.
It's
the Derisa Derbana is a different question than Chol versus Kodesh, though. You have on Derisa things that are Chol, things that are Kedushin, that are Kadosh. Chuma and Kachim are Kodesh. And
The Onesh is no less.
That's not the question of Onesh or not, or Derisa versus Derbana. It talks that there's a world of Kedushin, there's a world of Chol. Gerishin has nothing to do with Kedushin at all. There's no Chuma.
So it would be on Shabbos, and it would be,
No. The Gerishin is an act that has, it's just a regular, like, Choshim Mitzvah, just like their halachas of going to a court and having a shomer and taking shavuos, these are mentioned in the Torah, but they're chul and dinim, nothing to do with Kedusha.
Okay,
so therefore we see that this Gamatem comes to include Gerishin, that Shlichus also works by Gerishin. So Gemara says, V'nichta rachmana b'tshuma. So why not just write Gamatem, that the shlichos by tshuma, v'nesei hanach v'nigmur minei, and learn Gerishin and Kedushin from tshuma. So the Gemara says, Mishum dika l'mifrach shekein yeshem b'machshava. Tshuma is unique, that has b'machshava. Rashi, so look at Rashi three lines down, b'machshava, no sein eina b'tzadzeh v'ocha b'tzadzeh. If I have a chuma, I could look in that part of the challah, let's say, and say, okay, that's going to be designated in my mind. That's going to be designated as chuma, and the other part is going to be I'll eat as it's going to be considered mutter. Fine. So the Gemara says now, okay, fine. So once we've established that chuma has a certain heter of machshava, there's a certain leniency by machshava, so to shlichas could work for chuma as well. That's not necessarily a model that it works for gerishin and kedushin either. So therefore, Chuma and Gerishin are needed independently, two different sources. So then the Gemara says, so right now we know Gerishin has a source, and through that Kedushin, and also Chuma has a separate source. But the Mishnah tells us, the Mishnah Pesachim, Chabura She'avad Pischa, a group of people who appointed a carbon Pesach, and they lost that carbon Pesach, they ran away, the sheep. Vamulecha, they say to one of the people, Tzeyu Bikesh, go find it. V'shachar aleinu, and go shecht. If you find it, shecht that Pesach on our behalf. Be our shliach. V'halachu matzah v'shachar. He goes and finds the sheep. It had the little symbol that it needed. And he shechted it on their behalf in the Azara. V'hein lachu v'shachar. While they're waiting for him, they bought their own sheep, and they shechted it. Im shalom nishchat rishon. If the guy who chased and found it shechted his first, hu ochel mishalom v'heim ochlen v'shosin imo. He served as a shliach on behalf of everybody else. So that we see shlichus works by Karban Pesach. So Minalan, how do I know that Shlichus works for Karban Pesach? V'chi tema d'yalef mihanach, maybe you're going to suggest you could learn Karban Pesach from Gerishin, Kedushin, and Chuma. So malahanach shekin yeshin chol etokachim. What do you mean? All those mentioned before are all considered chol and mundane with respect to kachim. Even Chuma is called chol vis-a-vis kachim. Right, Rashi says, etokachim, four narrow lines down, afilu chuma chol hu etzlo. When you have a hierarchy, kachim karbanos is much higher, not much, but higher than chuma. So everything, kedushin, gerushin, and chuma are all chol with respect to karbanos, and therefore you cannot learn karbanos, karban pesach, from those. So how do we know that shlichus works for karban pesach? So the Gemara says, now there's a new source for karban pesach. How do I know? What's his model that shlichus works? That when there's a shliach, that shliach is actually representing me. Rav Yosef Engel, in one of his pieces, I think it might be in Lekach Tov, he talks about that there are three different perspectives, three different ways of viewing shlichus she'adam kamoso. How much is it like me? Is it mamish as if I'm doing it? Or no, the simchach here, is it me doing it? Or he's really doing it? I'm just being attributed with the action, but the action is really being done by him. He's a third approach also, but that's a basic chakira. So what's the source that shluchel sha'adam kamoso? Shenemar, the pasuk says, v'shachdu oso kol kahal adas Yisrael ben harbaim. The entire kahal adas Yisrael will shecht ben harbaim. V'chi kol akal kulon shochlin. We're all going to shecht it. Every single person is going to shecht the Karim Pesach. That's impossible. V'alo eino shochet el echad. Only one person is shechting on behalf of each chabura. El mikan sheshluchos adam kamoso. Even though only one person is doing the shechting, it's ki'ilu each one of us are actually doing the shechita, even though we're not. So we see that shluchos adam kamoso applies to Karban Pesach as well. So now we have three different sources: we have gershin, we have truma, and now we have Karban Pesach. So now the Gemara wants to know. What time do we have? Interesting Tosos here for a second. Here we have time. Look at this Tosos Dibur Maschil Nafkale Midir Bishub and Karcho. He was the source that shlichus works for Karban Pesach. Vim Tomer, he asks, Samai lo yalaf di shlichus mahani b'kachim. Why not learn? What's the source of shlichus by kachim? Learn it mishchitas paro shel Aaron, that paro shel Aaron, the Kohen Gadol brings his own personal par on Yom HaKippur. Midi'itzrech lomar, from the fact that we need to teach us shahaya b'baylim, that was from his owners, d'chsiv v'shachat es par achatas asher lo, mechal de b'shar kachim lo b'inam b'aylim. So the din is that normally that the Kohen Gadol needs to own, he has to pay on his own for the par. Has to be mishalo, his own thing. Implying all other karbanos don't require bailim. So we see that anybody else can shecht on my behalf any other karban. That's the drasha. So shlicha certainly does work. So the Gemara says, v'yeshlomar dehad matinan mi paro she'aron, that which we excluded, that any other karban does not require ownership. Hainu achatas, dafka, only achatas, we learn that. Dumya de paro shel Aaron. Similar to the paro shel Aaron is a carbon chatas, so we're learning only the chatas of Aaron requires his bailus. All other chatos don't require bailus. V'hai taima mishum de bechatas ksiv oso afil bakarcho. The hilkach kevin de'i isi l'kaman makivin oso bakarcho dinhu shiasa shliach. Aval shar karbonos, all other types of karbonos in Ola, Nadava, Ashlam, and whatever it might be. The lo makrivin makarcha, lo haviyadin and shiachal asa shliach. I wouldn't know that shlichus works by karm pesach, let's say. Ilo dinafkale midir bishuben karcha. So that model is not sufficient for all kachim. Rather, we use the pasuk of hashachtu oso kolkal adas Yisrael ben harbaim. So now we have three different psukim, three different sources of shlichus. So Gemara now asks, v'nichtav rachmana b'kachim. Why not just simply teach the pasuk by kachim, by karban pesach, of a shachtu also kol kal adas Yisrael, and learn truma and kedushin and gerushin from karban pesach? The Gemara says mishum diikal mifrach, because you could ask the question mal kachim the shekain rov maaseim aydei shlichus shliach, because most of karbanos, the whole world of kachim, as Rashi says, rov maaseim the kol avodos hakarvatsam aydei kanim shem shlichum. Every karbon, that's the whole way it was set up. The whole system of kachim was set up that you need a shliach. The only way to do it is through a kohen. So that's the whole structure of karbanos. As opposed to kedushin and truma, it wasn't set up to be only done through shlichus. So therefore, maybe it only applies by kachim because that's the whole structure as opposed to any other case. Therefore, you need separate sources for them. So then the Gemara says, okay, fine. Now we've established chad mechad lo asu. We can't learn one from one. But maybe chad b'chad lo asya tesi chada mitarti. Maybe use two sources, and you can learn the third source from the combination of the first two. Hey tesi, which ones do you want to use? Lo nichte rachmana b'kachim. Don't write by kachim. V'tesi mehanech. Learn from those two. Learn from truma and gerushin in combination. So Gemara says if you use gerushin and truma as a model, mal hanech sheken yeshin chol eto kachim. Both Chuma, like we said above, Chuma and Gershon are considered Chol with respect to Kachim, so you can't learn Kachim from them. So then the Gemara suggests maybe Lo Nichta Rachmana Rubi Gershon. don't write Gershon. The Tasim Hanach and learn Gershon from Karban Pesach and Chuma. So the Gemara says, Mala Hanach Sheken Yeshem Bachshava. Chuma and Kajim are unique that through Machshava, by simply thinking, I'm able to create Chuma, I'm able to create Hektish. As opposed to Gershon, Machshava doesn't work, so maybe Gershon doesn't work through Shlichos either, therefore you need a separate source. Fine. Last suggestion, the Gemara says, Ela lon lichta rachmana but Chuma, don't write Chuma. The Tasi Mahanach learned Chuma from the combination of Gershon and Kajim. Marsha Hachanami, you're right. You actually can learn Chuma from Gershon and Karban Pesach. Okay, so what's the need for the source? So you don't need Gamatem anymore. Gamatem is no longer the model for Chuma. Chuma is learned from Gershon and Kajim. Ela Gemara asks, Atem Gamatem Lamali. So what drasha are you making from the words Gamatem, the extra word? It's needed to tell me, Lich the Rabbi Yanai. Dam Rabbi Yanai Gamatem. What does it mean? Ma'atem b'nei bris, af shluchachem b'nei bris. So we already know shlichus works for Chuma from the combination of Gerushin and Karban Pesach. So now we're telling us, who could serve as a shliach has to be just like Atem, just like you are b'nei bris, so too the shluchim have to be b'nei bris, to exclude a goy who cannot be. Gemara says, what do you need that for? Holam alikra, why do you need a pasuk? We already learned this din that it has to be a b'nei bris for a shliach. What does he say? An eved cannot be a shliach to accept a get from her husband. She cannot appoint an eved, please go accept my get from my husband. That doesn't work. Why? The shliach has to be in that parsha of whatever he's being sent to do. And since the Eved is not in the parsha of a Gittin Mekedushim, he's not allowed to be a Shliach. So too, an Eved and a Goy are not in the parsha of Chuma, so of course they can't work either as a Shliach of Chuma. So Gemara says, no. It's Tzirich, you need to teach me that Bnei Bris can't be a Shliach for a Chuma. I would have thought they can be a Shliach for a Chuma. Why? Because I would have thought Eved la Bnei Heterhu Klal. Fine, granted, an Eved's not included in the world at all, Heveterim. He's not included in the world of Gidim Kedushin, not in Shuma either. So that's Pasha, it doesn't work. Aval, Obed Kochavim, the Isa B'Chuma. When it comes to Chuma, a Goy actually is in the Parsha of taking Chuma, the Nafshe. How do we know this? Because the mission Chuma tells us the Tanan, Ha Obed Kochavim, Vakusi, Shetarmu, Chumas and Chuma. The Mishnah tells us that if they do take Chuma, that it actually is a chalos. The Chuma takes effect. So maybe we're going to say, Ema Shliach Nami Ovid. So just like they are in the parsha of Chuma, so too maybe they could serve to be a Shliach for my Chuma as well. Kamashlam, we learn a special Gzeres HaKosev, Gamatem. Just like you are B'nei Bris, Af Shluchacham are B'nei Bris, we're excluding Eved. So although an Eved can make Chuma, he cannot serve as a Shliach of Chuma because of this pasuk. Now, in terms of the halachas of a goy taking chuma, Rashi says chumas and chuma around 20 lines up from the bottom. Le'aser lezarim. When he separates chuma, that chuma is now aser for zar, a non-kohen tea. The kasavar ain kinin lo'ed kachavim beretz Yisrael lafkia. Even if a goy owns a land, right, the chuma is only relevant in Eretz Yisrael. So now a goy owns the land. His ownership of the land, it does not have the ability to mafgiya the kedusha. There is still a chiyav of chuma there. Umei ruach ovid kochavim eino potei min hachuma. Ubenachlas goes on to explain all this. Fine. So a goy does have the ability to create chuma, at least with respect to asring to zar, but sounds like he has no obligation to, there's no mitzvah to give to a kohen either though. There's a Tosfos here. I'm just looking for a second when he says, if he argues on this. No. Okay. Now the Gemara says, so again we know, if you assume that a goy can't separate chuma, so that's why we need a special pasuk gamatem to say he cannot be a shliach for chuma. But according to the Gemara, it says, what about l'Rabbi Shimon de Pater? Rabbi Shimon says, a goy's chuma is pater, it does not take effect, so then what are you going to say? So why do you have to exclude a goy from shlichus? He's not in the parsha of chuma, so of course he can't be a shliach. Where we see that Rabbi Shimon holds that a goy's chuma is not chuma, the Tanan, the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Chumas as well. Chumas oved kochavim midames, it gets mixed together, it's going to aser the chulim. And chayavim aleh chomesh, if a person eats it, the person who eats it, who's not a kohen, eats it, I have to pay back the amount that I stole from the kohen, and also an additional chomesh. So according to the Tanakhama, a goy's chuma has real halachas of chuma. But according to Rabbi Shimon Poter, he says, not true. A goy's chuma is ineffective, and it does not aser chulun if it falls into chulun. And if I were to eat the chuma as a non-coin, I would not have to pay a chomish on this. So what does he do? Atem gamatem lomali. What does he do with the pasuk of gamatem? He knows it's pashut for him that an evid on a goy cannot be a shliach because they're not in the parsha of chuma. So says the Gemara, finally, it's a chsak dekat aminach, I would have thought. Hol v'amar mar, since we have a statement, atem v'larisim, you and not your workers, atem v'lo shutvin, you and not your partners have to take chuma, atem v'lo apotropos, you and not your apotropos, atem v'lo hatorm esheshenu shalau, and you and not somebody else who's taking chuma from a portion that's not yours. All these things, atem, are excluding things. So I would also say, ema, atem v'lo shluchachem. I would say also you, and you're not your shliach. A shliach shouldn't work either, even though I pointed him. Kamashlan gamatem tells me that shlichas does work. So before we rejected the point that's saying that you don't need a source for chuma. Chuma is learned from gerushin and kachim, just like gerushin and kachim shlichas works, so too shlichas works by chuma. You don't need a pasuk. But now after establishing all of this, we're saying that no, you would have thought that shlichas wouldn't work. Maybe there's a special exclusion that shlichas doesn't work for chuma. Comes gamatem to tell me that no, actually chuma shlichas works as well. Fine, so we end up having three different sources of shlichas. I think this is probably now a good stopping point. Okay, we'll stop here. And Mitzvah Hashem will pick up tomorrow.
Schedule tomorrow. Oh.